Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Saturday, the 12th of October 2024. Today's topic is Triumphing in Tests 1. Our text today is taken from Daniel chapter 1 verses 3 through 15. Verse 3. And the king spake unto Aspinaz, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel, and of the king's seed, and of the princes, children in whom was no blemish, but well favored, and skillful in all wisdom, and cunning in knowledge, and understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat, and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand before the king. Now among these were of the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Verse 7. Unto whom the prince of the eunuchs gave names. For he gave unto Daniel the name of Belteshazzar, and to Hananiah, of Shadrach, and to Mishael, of Meshach, and to Azariah, of Abednego. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. And the prince of the eunuchs said unto Daniel, I fear my lord the king, who hath appointed your meat and your drink. For why should he see your faces worse liking than the children which are of your sort? Then shall ye make me endanger my head to the king. Verse 11. Then said Daniel to Melzer, whom the prince of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, prove thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us pulse to eat, and water to drink. Then let our countenances be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat. And as thou seest, deal with thy servants. So he consented to them in this matter, and proved them 10 days. Verse 15. And at the end of 10 days their countenances appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. Our memory verse today is taken from Daniel chapter 1 verse 15. And at the end of 10 days their countenances appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. A randomized controlled trial, RCT, is a form of scientific experiment used to compare a proposed new treatment, example, drug, against an existing disease. A group of participants, treatment group, are assigned to receive treatment. Another set of participants, control group, will not receive the treatment. At the end of the experiment, the treatment group will be compared with the control group to determine the effect of the treatment, example, drug, used for the experiment. That was the kind of test Daniel proposed for Aspinaz, the master of the eunuchs. Daniel and his friends chose to be in the control group and proved that the king's food had no better nutritional value. At the end of the experiment, the result was intriguing. The control group triumphed. Daniel and his friends, who subsisted on legumes and water, proved to be fatter in flesh than the rest. What was the point of this test? Daniel wished to prove that keeping to God's word and observing God's dietary rules will always be advantageous. They abstained from the delicacies of Babylon and they were better off. Quote for the day. they were better off. The challenge for today is: abstain from the delicacies of Babylon. Prayer. O Lord, help me to pass my tests. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.